Glen FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Welcome to the Gambling in the Glen Casino. Yes, the crew are at it again, and this time have come up with a scheme to make them some money. An onboard casino. Each of the crew has got their own table, and the purser is in charge of changing money for chips. What could possibly go wrong?
Now, is everyone ready for the first big night?
Here, we all kens what we're doing. Maggie's got the roulette, Dick got the poker, Crawford's blackjack, and I'm craps. What are you doing?
Oh, I'll be playing the tables, watching for cheating, and generally looking hard and menacing with the help of this pair of sunglasses. See?
Do they have to have these secret legs on them?
These are designer sunglasses. Don't you think I look a bit like Al Pacino?
Oh, more like Elton John.
Anyway, the glasses stay. Now, the purse is in place. Have you got all your chips?
What are these made out of again?
Stale Ritz crackers.
Oh, well, one of them has disappeared off the table. I think we have mice.
We'll get Boris onto that later. Meanwhile, let's open the doors to our public.
And so, with great ceremony, the doors to the Glenmidden Casino are thrown open, and the passengers, with nothing else to do in the journey, pile in.
Place your bets, see the wheel spin. No more bets, I'm releasing the pea. Oh, I'm afraid the pea has bounced off the table. So what I'll do is, I'll just pick it up and put it randomly on one of the numbers. Red 16, no one wins.
Wait a minute, that's no right. You can't just pick it up and choose your own number.
Says who?
Says me.
And would you like to come over this side of the table and say that again?
Aye, I will and that.
You come near me and I will not be responsible for where I shove this dried pea. There's no winner. Now, place your bets, while I find another pea.
Don't think she's got the hang of it yet. What about Crawford and the blackjack? Right, now, I have a king and a six. Now, hold on. That makes 18.
16. It's 16.
16, 18. What does it matter?
Because I have 20 and that beats the dealer.
No quite. I have another card to come. And it's a 5. Jeez, don't me bust on 27.
You bammied, you win. You have 21. 21 wins.
Hold on. I have to count this out. Now, using my fingers, that's 10. Now my feet, those 20. And now my...
It's 21!
Oh, here, so it is. I win!
Surely Dick with a poker can't be any worse.
Hold on till I see what it says in my book.
It's simple, look. I have a straight flush, so it looks like I win.
No, wait. I need to read my book.
Don't you know the rules of the game?
The captain and I only got to 4 of a kind last night before it was time to go to bed.
Oh, come on. We don't have all day.
Right. Now I have a 10 of spades, a jack of spades, and a queen of spades at the moment. You have a 7, 8, 9, 10, a jack of hearts. Now, I have to deal myself another card. That's the king of spades. Oh, look, that's nice.
Oh, for heaven's sake, he could have a royal flush here.
Now, my last card is... a spade, and it's a 1. Oh, if it had been an ace, I would have won.
And over at the craps table...
If you didn't throw the dice properly, then I kid you not, I'm going to ram them into your mouth and shake your head until you spit them out. Bogus roll, you're out. Leave your chips.
Talking about chips, what's the purser up to?
Can I have £50 of chips, pal?
That's £62.50.
No, I just wanted £50, pal.
For a start, I am not your pal. I never have and never will be. I could never be pals with anyone who has such bad case of body odour. Secondly, there is a gaming tax of 25% on these chips, so that'll be £62.50, please.
What a shambles, and the captain is just poncing around wearing his sunglasses and bumping into the tables due to the darkness in the room and the fact he's wearing sunglasses. But hold on, what's happening here? There's a bit of a kerfuffle at the door.
Yes, gentlemen, can I help you?
I'm PC O'Shea, Rick O'Shea, and this is my colleague PC Burns, Dick Burns. I believe you are holding a gambling session on board this ship.
We do have a casino on board. Why? Did you want to join in?
No, sir. We are here to close it down. Unless, of course, you can show us your gaming license.
Gaming license?
You need a gaming license to hold any gambling. I take it that's all that was going on.
Are you looking at me when you say that?
Well, if the cap fits.
I'll have you know that I still have my honour intact and that I'm waiting for my Scotty to deflower me.
Jeez, if I could get through the thorns, I might.
I got cream for that.
Have you been taking money for favours?
I resent that. I am a Barra woman through and through, and if you make any more accusations, then I will not be held responsible for any actions I take towards your helmet.
Right, this place is closed down, and you two...
Who, me?
Yes.
And me?
You two are accompanying us down to the police station for further questioning. Leave your sunglasses. Now, I didn't expect that. The captain and Maggie arrested. Goodness me, what next? Well, I'll tell you what's next. They're released next morning and sent back to the ship after being given a warning. I bet they're not happy.
Well, I'm not happy about what happened. I now have a police record.
Why did they let you off?
That was due to the captain. He kept singing Eurovision hits from the past 50-odd years. The police couldn't stand it any longer, and they told us they would let us go if he stopped.
Which I then did. Oh, why can't we ever get away with making some money?
Well, as purser of this fine vessel, I have to report that we took a profit of £751.24 last night from the casino. So it looks like we can afford that fuel after all.
What on earth are the scriptwriters playing at? A happy ending for a Glenmidden Chronicle? Unheard of. Anyway, it does mean that next week we'll be starting afresh. Are Maggie and Scotty destined for one another? Is space dust really bad for you? Tune in next week, same time, same channel, for more new revelations from the Glenmidden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles, brought to you by Cullen FM. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.